Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Akala Mitches, and we're moving on to Siman Hey. So the Chayyadim over here is talking about a case where there is writing on the sides of a page of a book of a sefer, and when one opens the pages, so the writing there, the letters will be separated from each other, from themselves. So you'll have library that says the. Library, the word library, so it says part of the L is now on one side and part of the L is on the other side. So the L is now cut in half. So you're not separating between letters, but you're separating the letters themselves. So we have a problem of the malacha of moichek when you open the sefer, and the malacha of kosev when you close the sefer. Is there a problem? Is there a concern? Now there are few solutions how to avoid the problems totally. One is to not write on the sides of the pages of books. The second one is if a person knows they have a book or a sefer which has writing on the side, and they know they're going to be using it on Shabbos, or they think they're going to be using it on Shabbos, so they can put a piece of paper before Shabbos in between the pages, which means it's all, and in such a way that it's in between, it's cutting through the middle of the letter. So this piece of paper is sticking out, and you put it on page 65, and part of the letter is on pages 30 to 65, and part of the letter is on page 65 to 90. And this piece of paper is sticking out in between. So each letter is already severed. The two sides are severed through this piece of paper, which is in the middle. So opening the sefer does not do anything, and closing the sefer does not do anything. So that is one way to avoid the situation. But if a person cannot avoid the situation, they did not prepare before Shabbos, and they need this sefer on Shabbos, and there's no other sefer available which can replace it, and so then the Chayyadim talks about that case. Sefer shekosav al gilyon osius. There's letters written on the side of the page. Resorach loy b'Shabbos. A person needs that sefer on Shabbos. Vein lo acher, and he does not have another option, another sefer which he can use instead. So obviously the Chayyadim is telling us if you have an option, a person should avoid opening the sefer. He's only discussing a case where there's no other option. But if you have another option, the Chayyadim agrees with the poskim that one should avoid this. So can he open the sefer? So mutter liposchoi ulusogre. A person can open the sefer. When he opens the sefer, there's a mechika taking place. There's a erasing taking place. The letters are severed from each other. It's like you've torn in the middle of the letter. That's a problem. The saga, when you're closing it, you're writing the letter. You're bringing the letter, the sides back together again. And now you have an L. Before you had a little stick on one side and a little stick on the other side. And now you have an L. You have the R, the top of the R, the bottom of the R, the top of the B, the bottom of the B. So you put it together. Now you have the letter L, the letter B, the letter R, etc. So you're allowed to open and close it. The Ein Bezem Mishum Kosev, Machik of Kosev. And the reason why this is mutter is because the Ramah says in a tshuva, this is a tshuva Ramah, and the Ramah was asked this question, and he said it's mutter, that's not considered Kosev. Putting it together is not considered moichik, taking it apart. Because that's how it's set up, the chadchila, that it's going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. That's how you use the sefer. That's not considered an act of ksiva or mechika. He compares this to the case of opening and shutting a door in a house. Theoretically, we could argue that every time you open the door, you're making a hole in your house, which is a form of soiser. Every time you close the door, you're fixing the hole, which is a form of bonet. So every time you open your door, you have a problem. He said, we don't say that. We look at it since it's made to open and close. It's not considered soyser taking it when you open it. It's not considered burner when you close it. So the Ramah says the similar idea over here. He brings other arguments as well. That argument itself, some place can find difficult. That seems to be unique to soyser and burner. It shouldn't necessarily apply to kosev and moichek. But the Chayyadim, the Ramah does say it, the Chayyadim does quote it. Mishabura as well follows the lead of the Chayyadim, if a person can avoid the situation by using a different sefer, a person should do so. A person needs this specific sefer. A person can use this sefer. There's another echadim where we have the concern of opening and closing might cause ksiba mechika, is when there's some type of glue on a page, or there's sometimes a food gets stuck on a bencher, and you're concerned that when you open the bencher, you might tear some of the letters which are written there. And so there's going to be a moichik concern. If there's glue there, you're afraid that you open it, it might, the glue will pull off some of the writing of the letters. So you have a concern for the malacha of moichik. So we have to clarify that point. Ezer Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.